Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Beginning. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He says that he is the Lord, and that he is the beginning. That the beginning is the Lord Jesus Christ. In case anyone is thinking of where did all these whole creation or things started from, he says it started from me, that I am the beginning of all. He's informing us so that we would not be deceived. But if we take to this word of God that cannot lie, then we will abide in his truth. He says, I am the beginning. What do we need to do to believe him? For he is the truth. That this is where all things started. And so he is informing mankind that he is the beginning. Your beginning. That's where you started from. That he created us. Who? The Word. So the scripture says. Hear what it says in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. That God created us. He is our beginning. Who is that God? The God that speaks. He said, God said. That the Spirit of God moved and spoke. That Spirit expresses himself through his word. And that same word is what is being preached to us through the gospel. The word of God in the Holy Bible. That this is the express image of his person. And so he said, let us make man in our own image. What image? The image of his person, the word, his word, the word of the Spirit. He will make them like himself, like that image. He didn't create man so that he would take over his image. Rather, he created us by him and in him, that we should know our beginning. We should know where we originated from. That's why he says we are called to inherit this blessing. That God has given us a blessing. None of the other creature he created, he said he would create them in his image and after his likeness. That we are called to inherit a blessing. That we are heirs of God, joint heir with Christ. So God created us to inherit Christ. To inherit what? His word. That's why it's only humans that expresses themselves by words, that speak, that have languages by which they communicate. The reason is because we were created in the image of God, that in the word of God. So God ordained that we should live in him, move in him, and have our being where in his spirit. That the words he speak, they are spirit and they are life. And that when he created man as his own house. The house of Christ. See Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So God breathed his own life into man, which life, Jesus says, the words I speak, they are spirit, they are life. So he injected life into Adam so that he will know his beginning. He will know that the Lord is his beginning. He will have the knowledge of the beginning. And then he will control all the creatures by this knowledge. That is the beginning that is in him, is he that rules all. That's how God gave him that dominion. So that through man, he would take possession of his creation and be ruling the world through man. And so that's why the Lord is saying to us that he is the beginning, our beginning. See Ephesians chapter 2, reading verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That we should walk in where we were created, in Christ. That's where God wants us to walk. That's why he said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. God wants us to move in his spirit, in Christ. He wants us to move in his word. How can we move in his word if we don't let him in, if we don't receive the knowledge of him? If we don't know that it is the word of God that is our beginning. That's where we came from. We were made by him. Therefore, we should know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he has sent to us. That he gave us his son, that we will walk in Christ, that we are not to walk in the dust of the earth, that God formed Adam from the dust, his body from the dust of the ground. That's not where he was supposed to walk. That we are to walk through the breath of God that came into his nostrils. And that breath is the word of God that made Adam a living soul. And he said, the soul that sinneth shall die. The soul that sin against the word of God shall die. The word would depart from him. So Adam sinned against the word of God, and the word of God departed from him. The knowledge of him departed from him. He didn't know where he originated from. He didn't originate from the dust of the ground. No, he originated from Christ. And so because he died unto God, he was groping in the dark. He was not naked. Exposed. For the life has departed from him. And so God is saying to us that when we depart from the word of God, we are in the dead. That means we are lifeless. Doesn't mean we don't have natural life. We don't have the life of God anymore. Jesus says, I am that life of God. If anyone eats my flesh and drink my blood, he will have life in him. What life? The life of the word of God. That there is life in the scriptures. That the scripture is that breath of life that entered Adam. That if this life enter you, shall give life to your mortal bodies. Say yet God who cannot lie. The life of the spirit. That's why it says that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the life-giving spirit. After the word. That if you walk according to the scripture walk in you, you walk in the scripture, he said there is no condemnation in you. That the life of the scripture would set you free. That is the life of the spirit. That life is in the spirit, our life. That's why he said Jesus is our life. And then he said that is our beginning. He is the beginning. That he lighted every man that cometh into this world. That in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. That in him was life. The life was the light of man. That by him all things were created, both visible and invisible. That he was in the word. The word was made by him. The world knew him not. He came to his own Israelites, and they didn't receive him. Who is that God? The Lord, which is the God of the Holy Bible. So he gave the word to them by Moses. They didn't receive him. Then the word, the same word, was made flesh. He came through the virgin birth, according to the scriptures. And then he was speaking to them as a human being. And the scripture said they didn't receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That if we receive him, then we have received the living. We are alive unto God again, which is what Adam lost. That when we receive Christ, we have received the life, which departed from Adam. That's why he died. Then Jesus said, you will never die again, that you will live forever. For he is the living Son of God. And so that's why he's saying to us now, we should return to the beginning. That's what he's preaching to us. Except we return to the beginning, which is where Adam left. He departed from the word. The word that created him, he rejected that word in the garden. So he said, except we return to the beginning, to where we are supposed to be, we are lost. And that place is in Christ. We have to enter into this scripture. He said, if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you, then you are back home. You have returned home. That God so loved us, he gave us his word so that we can return home. He can bring us home again to that eternal home. The home that is undiable. It says, if our tabernacle, this physical one he made from the ground, be dissolved, we have eternal home in God, which is Christ. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, what I would have told you, I've gone to prepare a place for you. The disciples didn't know what he was saying. If I've gone to prepare a place for you, I will come again to you and bring you to myself. So that where I am, you will be there also. And so when he resurrected, he brought them to the scriptures. That is where he is. That he is in the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible that was made flesh. So he brought them into the scripture. That is why the apostles could speak freely when the Holy Spirit came upon them. That we have a more sure word of prophecy. That you do where you take heed to this Bible. That he is the true witness. He is the faithful witness. The one that cannot lie. That what he says is true. And therefore, if we take to this word of God, then we will not listen to the liar. We won't listen to the devil. We won't listen to he that comes to confuse the whole world. That it is the devil that has caused confusion. That Christ came to give us understanding. Say, now we know that the Son of God is come. That he has come to give us understanding, that we may know him that is true. That we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. That is, Jesus Christ is the true God that created us, and he is the eternal life. We are not looking for God anymore. We have seen our God. Our God is the God of the Holy Bible. So the scripture says, that's what he's saying to us by his disciples. John wrote in Revelation that he heard the voice of him saying, I am the beginning and the ending. He heard him from glory, because he said, when I return to glory, return to my Father, to the Spirit again, that Spirit that spoke to men, that spoke on Mount Sinai, you will hear. And so the word was speaking to him that I am the beginning. I am the ending. Seeth the Almighty, who, the God that gave us the Bible. That eternal spirit that moved in the beginning is the same word that spoke to men. That's how we got this Bible. He says that you do where you take to this word of God, because this is your beginning, not another. That we began from the scriptures. Therefore, we are to return to the scriptures. He says they returned not to him, the prophet said. Hosea chapter 7, verse 16. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. He was talking of Israelites of old. He said they return, but not to the Most High. Then except we return to the Most High, we have not returned. Who is the Most High? The Word of God. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of the Word of God, what name? The name of Jesus, every knee should bow. He said they have returned, but they have not returned to the Scriptures. They returned, they said they have repented. They have not repented and turned their heart to the Holy Bible. That this Holy Bible is our beginning. That God spoke, that is the beginning of all things. And they say, let us make man in our own image. That is our beginning. Where? The Word. That when the Spirit says, let us make man in our image, that is the Creator. That's He that created us. That we are created by Christ Jesus, created by the Word. We exist by Him. And Him alone. That He's giving us existence. When He told them in the days of Noah, the end of all flesh has come, they didn't know what He's saying. He is the ending. He said He will pack it up. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them. By the same word of God, He said, bring an end to it, Apostle Peter said. That they be ignorant, not knowing that this word that remained after He destroyed with flood is reserved for fire. The word of His fire. That it is reserved by His word. That when He said it's no more, it's no more. And that it is the Scripture that will end this word. Therefore, He says, seek out of this book of the Lord and read. None of it shall fail, none shall want to meet. When He said to Noah, go and tell them the end has come, they didn't believe. The end came. They saw the end. That His word is the end. And so what He's saying to us that He is the beginning. If we take to the beginning, then He said we are saved. But if we leave Him, and in the end, we are seeking for something else, He said we have departed from our beginning. That He cannot profit us. That the only place that profits us is for us to return in the beginning. Why? Because He said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Don't you see that you cannot succeed, you can't exist, you can't have a definition elsewhere. That it is in Christ alone, your life has meaning. Because He created you for that purpose, that He created us in Christ Jesus, that we should walk in Him. So if we walk somewhere else, we are walking in vain. It's only your walk in Christ that is defined, is secure, because so the word commanded. And therefore, when you walk in the word of God, then you walk surely. That any other walk is outside. That outside are dogs, outside are hypocrites, outside are falsehood. That we should walk in Him. How? We should take to His word. That's what He told Joshua. He said, meditate on my word, you will succeed. That this word of God is all and all. See what the man of God said, Isaiah chapter 43, in verse 13 to verse 15. Yea, before the day was, I am He. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon. I have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the sheaves. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Do you see that? It says that the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, is the Creator. Says, I am the Creator. So I will not only deal with you, I will deal with Babylon. It deals with all nations. Because He is the Lord. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Who? The Holy One of Israel. Who is that Holy One of Israel? The Holy Bible that He gave to the Israelites. That's the Holy One of Israel. It's not an imagination. He said, I am the Lord. And the Maker, the Creator. So in case the world is looking for the Creator, they should turn to the Bible. They will find the Creator. He said, I am. All you need to do is to believe. Because He is true. See Revelation chapter 19, reading from verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Say, that is his name, the Word of God. He says, the one that was sitting on the throne, that he saw heaven open, that all that John saw in Revelation, he described in Revelation chapter 1, that he saw his eyes as flame of fire, and this person, the voice came and said, I am the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning and the end. He said, I only saw one sitting on the throne. His name is the Word of God. That all these I'm describing is the Holy Bible, the Word of God. That sits on the throne of God. He is God. He is the Most High. And that we are to return to him, he made us. That we were made by the God of the Holy Scriptures. That Christ is the inheritor, as he told Abraham. That by thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That seed is Christ, the Word of God. And that he is he that will take possession of this world. He said all these kingdoms of this world has become the kingdom of Christ, of our God and his Christ. That Christ is the beginning, that in the beginning was the Word. And that this Word is whom John is testifying of with many symbolism. He says nobody knows his name, but his name is the Word of God. Which word he gave to us in the Holy Bible. And then he gave him that name so that we will know that it is this personality God is speaking to us, that we should take heed and receive him. That when we receive him, then we will know our beginning. We will know where we originated from. And then he will teach us all things. Then we will know all things because he is the beginning. You want to know what happened in old time? Turn to the beginning. You want to know what happened before anything was created? Come to the beginning. The scripture is the beginning. That once you come to the scripture, then you see what happened in the beginning. That in the beginning, God said. That's how things came to pass. He said, if we depart from this beginning, say we are lost. Because all others are liars. They are not the creator. They don't know what happened in the beginning. Men who came later, they don't know his falsehood. There's only one faithful one. He said he's faithful. That this word of God is faithful and true. That's what he says. See Revelation 21, verse 5 and 6. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Do you see that this scripture is true and faithful? He said, Write. That John didn't decide to write this scripture himself. He was told, Write. It was what he was commanded to write. That's what he wrote. That none of the scriptures came privately. He said, He that sat on the throne said, Write, these words are true and faithful. See verse 6 of Revelation 21. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He said, Come and drink. Drink what? Drink the water of his word. He said, when you drink these scriptures out of your belly, shall flow the truth of the scriptures. That this is the beginning. The only beginning. If anyone has not come to this beginning, he says, they are lost. That though they returned, they have not returned to the Most High. They have not returned to the beginning. Until we return to the beginning, he said, we have not come home. Jesus said, come home. Come and drink. from this water of life freely. So God ordained it. He breathed his life into Adam. He said, when you drink, you'll be flowing. Adam was flowing. He named everything God created because the beginning was inside him. Well, when his spirit departed from him, he doesn't know left and right anymore. But when the breath of God was in Adam, he said Adam named everything. That when this beginning enter you, you will know all things because he knows everything. He will tell you everything that's ever happened in this world. He's the Lord, your God. Who? The Holy Word of God and the Holy Bible. Take to him. He's living. He's powerful. That anyone that have not seen this living God, say they are dead. That the God of the Bible is the beginning. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.